With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate rushing through final passage of that bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. President Biden has now signed it into law. Political observer Ben Dominich says this week's battle over the continuing resolution measure may be a sign of things to come on Capitol Hill during a second Trump presidency.
And now we're about to see what things really look like when Trump comes back and how different things are going to be now that he understands the process and has a different relationship with Capitol Hill than he did when Paul Ryan was in charge the first time around.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new legislation he says might stave off the threat of a government shutdown every time Congress is up against a new budget deadline.
I put in a bill last year when we were talking about this stuff that if there's a government shutdown, the only entity, and I mean the only entity that does not get paid is Congress, and we don't get back pay.
Also, at SRNnews.com, global security leaders warning nuclear threats are growing as weapons spending has surged $91 billion last year.
Private bunker sales are on the rise globally, from small metal boxes to crawl inside of to extravagant underground mansions. Critics warn these bunkers create a false perception that a nuclear war is survivable. They argue that people planning to live through an atomic blast aren't focusing on the real and current dangers posed by nuclear threats and the critical need to stop the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Flu season well underway. CDC releasing its latest flu monitoring data and notices sharp increases in several measures. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. That decision, considered to be a major blow to the transgender agenda, reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for kids. This is SRN News. Grubhub will pay $25 million to settle a dispute over alleged deceptive business practices with the Illinois Attorney General and the Federal Trade Commission.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul said that consumer complaints prompted the investigation. Raoul and FTC Chairperson Lena Khan said Grubhub misled customers about delivery costs and the benefits of a Grubhub subscription, deceived drivers about the amount of money they could make, and listed restaurants without their knowledge or consent. Grubhub has denied the allegations but says the settlement is the best way to move forward. John Scott reporting.
Trouble may be brewing in college sports. Auburn Athletic Director John Cohen warning fans that school could raise ticket prices, that in preparation for a revenue-sharing model in college athletics that's under a proposed settlement with the NCAA. More details at SRNnews.com.